From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson, reading Mojave Showdown by L. J. Martin. Now let's begin with Mojave Showdown. Chapter 1. He watched with cold, dark, unflinching eyes. Patience was the first thing the desert taught him, and he'd learned well. He'd knelt unmoving in the same spot while the sun crossed a quarter of the morning sky, and the roses and golds of the morning turned to watery grays and washed out wavering tans. Mangus Saragossa crouched in an outcropping of dried blood-red volcanic rock and eyed the wagons below. His broad muscular back gleamed with sweat in the noonday sun. His long black hair, tattooed torso, and legs blended with the shadows of the mesquite, which fought for roothold in the basalt behind him. Unmoving, Saragossa knew he could not be seen. He was never seen if he did not wish it. Saragossa kept his rifle well below the rocks to prevent the brass receiver of his Henry from catching and reflecting the sun's powerful rays. Carefully, almost reverently, he reached into the leather pouch that hung from a rawhide thong around his neck, pulled out a bud of peyote, and began chewing it slowly. The first team of stock and wagons crested the rise known to the white eyes as Windy Gap, and reined up, awaiting the second. True to its name, the wind whistled and curled through the gap, and the dust rose in turbulent vortexes. A raven, cawing wildly as he tried to catch an updraft, was buffeted one way and then the other. The bird sassed the Indian in the rocks below, but the white men paid no heed. Behind the lead rig, Judd McGrath, a longtime skinner, perched on the wagon seat 8 feet above the deep rut.